Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Great Tuesday afternoon to you. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. As always, 2 hours of fantasy sports talk, wagering sports talk. We got an NBA game tonight to preview. Look forward to doing that with you here on the show. Davis, I know that last night was our first night without any NBA action in a long time, but we had some baseball, we had some hockey. We're going to dive back into that today. What's going on here on this Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, this is like a small chance for us to take a breath in the middle of what has been an absurd run of sports over the last, I mean, I feel like it's been about a month of just nonstop NHL, NBA, baseball, golf. We've had soccer going on and, like, you know, no NBA game last night, six Major League Baseball games. We did have the College World Series final, but it was like a small chance for us to exhale, relax a little bit, and we're right back in the thick of it this week.
Yeah, and we are going to preview the game in the NBA coming up in just a little bit. For now, let's get to our headlines here on the show as we start the program on the 22nd of June, 2021. North Carolina State upsets Vanderbilt, and Jack Leiter, who struck out 15 in the baseball draft, by the way, is coming up on the, I believe it's the 11th of July and the 12th of July. So we'll talk about that when we get a lot closer. Leiter, of course, is going to go and go very high. How about the Islanders? Oh my gosh, last night they pull the goalie, lose 8-0 in Game 5 to Tampa Bay. A really ugly performance. Speaking of which, Chicago Cubs infielder Javier Baez was on first base. Easy fly ball to left field with one out. Runs all the way around the bases. Forgot what was going on in the game. Comes out of the game. His manager, David Ross, has a little talk with him and sits him down, and that is that. Javier Baez benched in the game yesterday. And Byron Buxton has probably, I would say, one of the worst luck in Major League Baseball. Gets hit in the hand by a hit-by-pitch, breaks a bone in his finger, and Davis, he is going to miss about a month of time. And he is not the only one, as Alberto Mondesi yesterday, I was just poking around yesterday afternoon, found out Mondesi's going back on the injured list as well with an oblique. And by the way, this oblique time could be a couple of months. Unfortunately, it's going to be a lost season, unfortunately, for him. But Buxton and Mondesi, fantasy owners right now, were very happy going into Monday and then exited Monday very unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, Mondesi, so snake-bitten. He has played in 10 games this year, 4 home runs, a stolen base, hit .361. It's just like, it's not fair because Mondesi should be on this list. We're going to talk about some of the best players in fantasy baseball this season. Mondesi should be on that list. I mean, his swing, it seems like whatever he was working on this offseason, he'd gotten, you know, it seemed like he had improved some of the holes in his swing. He is a great fantasy baseball player when he's healthy. But I really, honestly, I feel even more for Byron Buxton. And no disrespect to Mondesi, But Byron Buxton, as a fully healthy player, is an MVP candidate, right? A guy who can hit 35 home runs, steal 20 bases, play, you know, gold glove caliber defense in the outfield, whether it be center field or in the corners. And his injuries have not even been the soft tissue injuries that we think of, okay, you know, something could have been done to prevent this. This guy could have been doing this exercise or that exercise or taking care of his body in this way. But what are you going to do when you get hit in the hand by a 95 mile an hour fastball? Like, it's, that's just bad luck. And I feel like Buxton, in terms of injuries, he's got to be one of the, like, the ratio of talent to unluckiness, I feel like he's got to be the leader in all of baseball right now.
He could be, again, and some of his injuries have been diving for plays in the outfield and with high effort plays. It's just, it's tough. I mean, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the season, and he's probably now going to have to bank on free agency based on, I mean, I don't know, 81 games if he's lucky to get to that point. So we'll see there. Also worth mentioning, Davis, the Diamondbacks ended their losing streak last night at 17 games. So all it took was us firing them up a little bit, and they got off the schneid.
Yeah, I mean, I said yesterday I thought they would lose three more games to knock my Kansas City Royals from 2005 off of the list of the most losing teams in a row. But, you know, it just goes to show you that in baseball, in one game, pretty much anything is on the table as far as professional baseball goes. And I mean, I don't expect to see a 17-game win streak coming for the Arizona Diamondbacks anytime soon, but they were able to handle business yesterday against Brett Anderson and the Brewers. I wonder if the Brewers were feeling pretty down on themselves. They were probably going into that game going, all right, the Diamondbacks, they suck, they can't hit, we are just going to roll over them right now. And then they get a tough matchup tonight against Zach Gallen. They do have Freddie Peralta going, you know, has been a big surprise. But I you know, little two-game winning streak here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're reversing their fortunes around, maybe.
Maybe it could be. Brett Anderson, unsurprisingly, did not pitch that entire game yesterday. Something happened with him. Good news for Jacob deGrom. He made it out of his start healthy. We're going to focus on him. And a little bit later in the show, for those of you who play in redraft fantasy baseball leagues, where would you draft Jacob deGrom if you had to start all over and start right now? Is he the number one overall pick in fantasy baseball? I mean, a case can be made for it, but would you actually pull the trigger on that? For example, if you're playing over in the NFBC and at the All-Star break, you decided to start again. I don't know. It's a fair question. So Davis and I will dive into that coming up in just a little bit. But coming up next, it's time for us to dive back into the NBA. Big game tonight, of course. Clippers on the road tonight at the Phoenix Suns. Suns, of course, are going to be a favorite. Clippers playing without their best player in Kawhi Leonard. Phoenix is not going to have Chris Paul again tonight. So we'll break down that game against the spread. We'll hear from Cameron Johnson on what it's like to go small.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And play without Chris Paul in the lineup. And also, FanDuel has provided us some odds for the NBA Finals MVP. Can get ahead of the game on that. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
But that's not going to stop the Western Conference Finals from moving on to Game 2. That's where we stand tonight. And FanDuel is ready for our opinions, so let's give them to you as the Los Angeles Clippers are visiting the Phoenix Suns in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Right now on FanDuel, I see the line as Phoenix minus 5. Last night, it looked like it was Phoenix minus 6, but I guess there is a little bit of steam on the Clippers. The total is 224.5. And of course, Phoenix, after a pretty convincing win in Game 1 with Devin Booker, are going to go back at it for Game 2. They seem to be using and employing more of a smaller lineup for whatever reason. Chris Paul's not going to play in this game tonight. We'll see a lot more, as we have, of Cameron Johnson, who talked about not having Paul in the lineup thus far.
Anytime you lose a guy that's such an important part of your process, you got to change some things. You got to tweak some things. I think we did a decent job of doing that yesterday. And then tomorrow is just today, tomorrow. Everything in between is just going to be continuing of the concepts that we want to really show in the game and taking advantage of what we see that we can. And, you know, I think yesterday we did a decent job of executing certain things, but we can definitely be better. So that's how we'll be better going forward.
You know, Davis, I'm not really sure what's going to happen in Game 3, but in my time reviewing the Clippers interviews, there was nothing really earth-shattering, so we didn't go with any of it today. But I did hear the players saying that Kawhi Leonard has been supremely engaged in talking to everyone and keeping in touch with what's happening in the practices. It sort of leads me to believe maybe there's a chance he's going to come back and play this series. I don't know if that is the case. But I guess let's live in the here and now. No Kawhi Leonard, no Chris Paul. Does it just basically mean the same result is on tap tonight, where Phoenix comes out, plays small, counts on Booker to give him 35 points and wins by about 6 or 7? Because FanDuel's sort of telling you the Clippers can clearly cover, but I suppose we have to paint a narrative. How do the Clippers win this game tonight? I guess that's probably the best question I can ask.
Well, I don't really think the Clippers need to do that much different than what they did in the first game. I mean, they got some pretty good performances. Paul George shot 10 for 26 from the floor. Reggie Jackson shot 10 for 19. As a team, they shot 45% from the floor. The Suns shot 55% from the floor. They were also very efficient from three. And, you know, I think sometimes we can get very wrapped up in minute analyses of these games. You know, I think a big discussion is going to be, what do the Clippers do with DeAndre Ayton? If Ayton is going to be this effective as an offensive player, 10 for 14 from the floor, didn't draw any free throws, they're going to be naturally tempted into playing more big men. So whether that be DeMarcus Cousins, who played 13 minutes in Game 1, or Ivaka Zubac, who played 18 minutes in Game 1, or do they just say, look, if DeAndre Ayton is going to score 30 a game, let him score 30 a game, and let's play our best lineup. And their best lineup is what they ran out in Game 1. Batum, Marcus Morris, Reggie Jackson, Paul George, and Terrence Mann. That is a centerless lineup with Marcus Morris and Nicholas Batum spending a lot of time guarding DeAndre Ayton. I think that probably is the best thing for them to do. You know, I don't think that playing Cousins or playing Zubac is necessarily going to yield them better results, especially because their big problem was just they could not stop Devin Booker. 40 points, 11 assists, 13 rebounds. You're not gonna win with Devin Booker playing that well. Chris Paul or no Chris Paul, I actually still think the Clippers can win this series. I think they're a good team. I don't know how good of a coach Ty Lue is, but it does seem like the introduction of Terrence Mann to the starting lineup has yielded positive results. Probably their biggest issue at this point is just convincing Reggie Jackson to take less shots and letting Mann, Morris, and Batum shoot more three-pointers. You're probably not going to win a Western Conference Finals with Reggie Jackson shooting 20 times.
Yeah, I really, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to watch from a different perspective because it's like I don't see how the Clippers even come close in this series without Kawhi Leonard. But you're right, the last game without Booker having the game of his life, which he did. Well, that wasn't the game of his life. He had 70 in the game too, right? So one of the best games ever. You know, they came out on top. So you're going to take the points tonight? Is that your lean plus the five?
I will lean the Clippers tonight. Again, no Chris Paul. I mean, and if you compare on-court impact, I think that Kawhi Leonard and Chris Paul's on-court impact to their teams this year were very similar. And I know, you know, Kawhi Leonard, MVP candidate, finals MVP, sure. Yada, yada. Chris Paul has been so meaningful and so impactful to this Phoenix Suns team. They are replacing his minutes with Cameron Payne, who played 29 minutes in game one. I mean, look, I like Cam Payne, but he has bounced around a lot of NBA teams. He is a backup point guard in the NBA. So, yeah, I'm going to lean on the Clippers. And even if Chris Paul comes back, I just want it on the record. I do think this will be a hard-fought series, and I do think that the Clippers should not be left for dead. I still think they can win this series.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, if that's the case, then maybe we should open our eyes a little bit to the NBA Finals MVP, because Kawhi Leonard right now, Davis, is not on the board over at FanDuel. And I think the assumption just in general is that he's not going to play. I guess we'll see. But Giannis is like the overwhelming favorite to win this thing. So it's like we can build some stories here where he doesn't. I mean, there's no value here, honestly. Booker is plus 280. Paul is 5-1. I'm assuming he's going to be back for game three. That's what it sounds like. Paul George is 9-1, so if the Clippers win, Davis, I don't know how anybody else outside of Paul George would win the MVP unless Kawhi comes back. Trae Young of the Hawks, clearly some value there at 12-1. And then I think that we're diving here a little bit deeper to find a way that Middleton wins the NBA Finals MVP. I guess it's not impossible. He's had some big shots and had a nice series in the last game. And then Drew Holiday. There's some other names that are on FanDuel if you really really want to dive deep, but I went back and looked at NBA Finals MVPs in general. It's a star of some kind. So would you go Paul George 9-1? Like, you know, just saying, okay, Davis, somebody hands you $10 and says, you know, for free, go ahead and make a bet. Like, is that where you have it at 9-1 with the Clippers?
I think the two I would bet here would be Paul George and Trae Young, because again, I just have real questions about the Bucks. I mean, they should have lost. They should have lost that series to the Nets twice. There were like they looked down and out. I think had Kyrie not gotten injured, well, one of two things: had Kyrie not gotten injured, had James Harden been at 70% health instead of like 40%, or had Joe Harris not turned. I mean, Joe Harris was so bad in the last four games of that series. He looked like a college player or something, and after being great for them all season long. So I do think the Hawks can win that series. And if the Hawks win that series and come close to winning the NBA championship against whoever comes out of the Western Conference, I mean, Trae Young is going to have to score like 38 points a game for them to win the NBA Finals. So I think, like, for example, there definitely would be a scenario where we're at game three of the NBA Finals. It's Suns versus Hawks, and Trae Young is minus 150 to win the NBA Finals MVP. Like, it's very easy to see that play out. And if the Clippers are able to beat the Suns, Paul George will win the Finals MVP if the Clippers win.
He's
the championship. There is no other candidate on that team. So I think that I would be looking there. I wish the odds were just a little bit deeper on Paul. Like Paul at 750, I think I would take a stab at, but 500, given the uncertainty of when he's returning, I still think that series is up in the air. So I don't think I would take a stab on that one quite yet.
All right. Also, one other note tonight at halftime, it will be the NBA draft lottery. Davis, right now, Houston and Detroit have the best shot of having the number one overall pick, but you've been watching this forever and so have I. There's no guarantee of that. You know, I mean, the lottery is interesting for about 5 seconds, especially when somebody else jumps in and jumps ahead and gets it. But I would suppose it feels like one of those two teams have a good chance tonight to land the first pick.
Yeah, I mean, who knows who gets it? All I know is that Oklahoma City has an 11.5% chance of landing the number one overall pick, so I am Mr. 11.5% today. Come on home, Cade Cunningham. We will welcome you with open arms.
As if Oklahoma City needs more picks. They have more picks in the NBA draft coming up in the next 5 years than anybody else. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll shift from basketball to baseball. We got an afternoon baseball game getting ready to go off here. Talk about that next. Stay with us here on Fantasy Sports Today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Major League Baseball's new rules enforcing no sticky stuff went off without a hitch yesterday. No players caught, no players suspended. And seemingly that's the direction at least that we're headed after day one. We'll see what happens with a full schedule tonight. The Twins are going to play the Reds coming up. We're going to preview that game at 1:10 Eastern. Before we do that, Rocco Baldelli, the manager of the Twins, was asked yesterday specifically about policing the pitchers that are using illegal substances, and basically said the way that they were being abused left Major League Baseball no choice but to step in.
I think that there were very few options here. I think there is some nuanced discussion that will have to continue to take place. And I think MLB and we all will adapt as time goes on. There could be some changes to this as time goes on. But I think that there's been such a spectacle made of this entire conversation, and the use of some type of substances by pitchers has been made so publicly visible and has been exaggerated so much that it went from something that was going on in our game that very few people paid that close of attention to, and very few people on the pitcher side of it were truly trying to take advantage of on such a high level, that once we got to this point, that all kind of went away. It became such a topic of conversation, and guys went from using things that probably helped them a little bit just to get a little bit of a better grip to things that were truly enhancing their performance. And when that becomes as visible as it has, how can Major League Baseball look away from that? And how can everyone on the field look away from that? It became very challenging because I think some guys tried to take advantage of a situation because they weren't being watched. It wasn't being enforced at all. And so people took advantage of that, like sometimes happens. And now we're in the situation we're in.
And we'll see what happens moving forward, Davis. Really no telling how this is going to be, you know, sort of handed down in terms of when they determine a player is punished or not. I thought Baldelli pretty much spelled it out very well. That's why I wanted to use it on the show today. We will move on here to the game today, but any thoughts real quick on what Baldelli said? I don't want to eliminate you from the opinion here on the conversation.
No, I mean, I think I agree with most of what he said. I mean, I because we just all feel the same way. It had just gotten out of control. Like, it just, everything, you know, maybe these guys were doing it in a more reasonable and manageable way in years past, but, like, it just has gotten out of control. You can't have guys with, like, 30% increases in spin rate year over year and expect that to be a fair and level playing field. Like, you just can't have it happen. And so, I mean, I've been pretty critical of Major League Baseball throughout all of this, and I will always be critical of Major League Baseball because sometimes it feels like they hate their own sport. But I do kind of feel like they are in the right here.
Yeah, and we'll see if they handle it the right way. But so far, so good, at least from one night, no doubt. Well, unfortunately for the Twins, they'll be without Byron Buxton. Betsy Helfand, I believe, who covers the Twins for the Pioneer Press, just tweeted out that Buxton still could undergo surgery, which obviously would be horrible news, and that would put him out, Davis, for almost the rest of the season. You're talking about a couple months if surgery is there. But today, they got to put it back all together. The Twins have been playing much better as of late. They've got Josh Donaldson back. They got Nelson Cruz back in their lineup. And they're starting this guy, Bailey Ober, today. That's certainly not great news for them, but just as hot as the Reds were, they've kind of gone the other way. Wade Miley threw that no-hitter early on in the season. It's an early game. The Twins are at home. I believe their lineup just came out. I see most of the names that I recognize in their lineups. That's certainly a good sign. And the Reds have been much better at home than they've been on the road. So I don't know a ton about Bailey Ober. I know he's pitched a couple of times a season for them. That was not their plan, I'm sure, going into the year. But that's kind of where they're at this point. So one-game scenario. Game starts in an hour. Who do you like today?
Yeah, I like the Twins here. They are so good against left-handed starting pitching, though they don't have their max punishment lineup in. So they have Kepler in, they have Larnach in, and they have Kirilloff in, you know, because they don't have Byron Buxton, and they don't have their full complement of guys in, actually, you know, they're normal lefty killers. So I guess the thesis behind my play here is a little bit off, but you know, they still have Nelson Cruz, they still have Jeffers, they still have Miguel Sano. Sano is, of course, you know, so good against left-handed pitching. Definitely you don't want him as much against righties. But yeah, I mean, I'm on the Twins here. I don't believe in Wade Miley at all. He's like, he's kind of like Lester to me. Just literally, you cannot convince me to bet on this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one pitcher that went to Houston and didn't get it right, Davis, I think, in the last 10 years. Like, he went there and nothing really changed. I think I could go through every other starting pitcher that went there and came out looking much better, but he did not. Speaking of tonight, look, I'll be at Miami's game against Toronto, so I'm very excited to go see the Blue Jays tonight, by the way, as well. But I'll have an extra eye on this game tonight, like I'm sure everybody else will. Now, the last time a prospect got called up, Davis, it did not go well for Jared Kelenic. I guess the question is, will it tonight for Wander Franco? The Rays are a slight favorite, despite losing 6 games in a row. Andrew Kittredge will start for Tampa Bay, so we know that this is 4 or 5 innings, and that's it. It's going to be bullpen for them, too. Eduardo Rodriguez is hoping for better success. We know the Red Sox lineup in general is really good, but the total here is 8 because Tropicana Field tends to play low scoring. It is Wander Franco's debut. We'll talk about him more coming up in DFS, but from a side perspective on FanDuel, looks like a little bit of a coin flip tonight, probably because Boston has the better pitcher on the mound tonight.
Yeah, so Kittredge is going to be the opener, and then Ryan Yarbrough is going to come in for him. At least that is what was reported by Adam Berry of MLB.com. I am not a big Ryan Yarbrough guy, so I am going to be on the Boston Red Sox here, especially because the Red Sox have so many good right-handed hitters to punish. And I think they will set it up that way. You know, I think they will have, you know, JD Martinez, Xander, Renfro, Enrique Hernandez. And I think that we might see a day off here for Alex Verdugo. They can sub in Danny Santana for him, or they can play Marwin Gonzalez if they would like to. But I'm actually a little bit surprised to see Boston be the underdog here. Now, Eddie Rodriguez has not covered himself in glory this season either, but I think Yarbrough is. I just do not think Ryan Yarbrough is a very good Major League Baseball starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a matter of caring. And look, there's going to be a lot of momentum for Tampa Bay going into the game tonight. It'll be very exciting to see their top prospect play. But that only carries you so far. You got to score more than two or three runs to win a game. Tampa Bay has not scored almost at all over the last week. Well, last night went pretty much the opposite of the way that we thought, as Julio Urias, people were on social media saying, oh, Urias must have been using something because he just got smoked last night, and it was a Padres win. Tonight, the Dodgers are a slight favorite with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. This is the game of the night in baseball for sure. Blake Snell on the mound for San Diego. The total is 7.5. You talk about coin flips. Man, this is definitely one of them. Padres came out, almost immediately showed why they are a contender. You know that these two teams are just going to smash each other in the mouth. Each team wants to win, like a World Series game every game. Who are you backing tonight in this one? Boy, I mean, this game feels like wide open, coin flip. Two really good pitchers on the mound tonight.
I mean, look, you know I'm taking Clayton Kershaw here. You know, he feels like one of the most disrespected starting pitchers in all of baseball. And I feel we need one of our data guys to go crunch this. But my guess is that over the last two seasons, if you just bet the Dodgers in every Kershaw start, not only would you be, I feel very confident you would be ahead, I also feel like I bet you'd get a lot of closing line value. Like if you bet these games in the morning, I just feel like the people posting the odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook are just not giving Clayton Kershaw his respect. I mean, and all due respect to Blake Snell, he has been a decent starting pitcher this year, but he has not flashed the highs that we saw from him last year. I mean, he has a 5.5 ERA and he is walking way more guys than he ever has in his career before. So like, of course we all believe Snell has the upside, but Kershaw never walks anyone. That's like his whole thing. He just does not give you free passes. His career walk rate is 6.3%, 4.2% this year. His ERA indicators are right in line with his actual ERA. He's been phenomenal. I want Kershaw and I want the Dodgers tonight.
Yeah, I think Snell, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's been a little bit better in June, but April and May were not good for him, for sure. So you're right. The Dodgers also called up this guy, Zach Rex, yet another name of a player who's not really recognizable, and they immediately put him into the starting lineup tonight for sure. But one other thing tonight to note, and I guess for those of you who follow me on social media, I'll let you know, but there could be a chance, and Davis, I don't know this to be a fact either, but in the one fantasy league that I have Alberto Mondesi in this league, I'm in third place, and I also have George Springer. I mean, imagine what kind of luck you have to have Springer and to have Mondesi, and there is some talk that Springer could return tonight to play in Miami against the Marlins. So I'll be at the park early, and hopefully I'll get some indication on that one way or the other, because, I mean, I need this guy to play. Like, this was one of my most spent money on a player in fantasy this season. Between Mondesi and Springer, Davis, I think that was like 20% of my budget in that draft.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope that it works out for you. I hope that you recoup the money on those investments. I always love to vicariously.
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it! They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Obviously live through your card explorations.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break here on the show. When we come back, it's time for us to dive into our DFS lineups for tonight. Got Garrett Cole on the bump for the Yankees. Will Davis pull the trigger on him? We'll tell you next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to break down a little daily fantasy action over on FanDuel. We'll see if we can help you out tonight, give you some good options for those of you getting ready to play tonight. Go from betting to fantasy really quickly. So let's run through all of the options that you can find tonight over at Daily Roto. Use their optimizer and pick a winner tonight. Let's look at the starting pitchers that Davis has laid out for us tonight. Garrett Cole, 11,000 of the New York Yankees. Of course, the ace on the bump. Same with the Chicago White Sox. Lucas Giolito is 10,500. Freddy Peralta will go against the Diamondbacks. That seems to be a good fadeable option at 9,500. And Zach Gallen is 8,000, and he was pulled, Davis, just after, I believe, two innings in his last start. So I'm not sure that he is long for this game tonight in Arizona. But it's interesting for me to see that you have both pitchers going head-to-head against each other tonight as some options.
Yeah, I think the Zach Gallen, Freddy Peralta situation is pretty interesting because we're getting a huge price discount on Zach Gallen. You know, he's priced at 8,000, and all the other guys who are projected around his amount of points. You know, Freddy Peralta 9,500, Giolito 10.5, Zach Wheeler 11.4, Garrett Cole 11,000 flat. And it really is just a matter of how deep can Zach Gallen go in this game. If he can even get through five innings in this game against the Milwaukee Brewers, I think he offers, you know, a great amount of value here. But you are right, he only went 2 2/3 innings in his last start against the Giants. Now, to be fair, he also got kind of roughed up in that start. He allowed four hits and also walked a guy and left a couple guys on base when he left. So maybe that was just a situation of, okay, let's see what this guy has. He doesn't have it right now. Let's pull him out. If he can get to, you know, let's say 75 pitches here against the Brewers, if he's got his stuff, if he's dealing, I think he can get through five innings and he offers us a good you know, just a good price, $8,000, 35 FanDuel points. We will take it. But of course, there are better starting pitchers going tonight. Gerrit Cole against the Mondesi and Benintendi-less Kansas City Royals. That means Michael A. Taylor. You know, that means Nicky Lopez. That means a lot of guys who do not carry a big bat up to the plate with them. Cole has actually been one of the guys who struggled the last couple weeks, has just dealt with a couple, you know, not so great outings. I don't think it's really going to affect ownership for him all that much, you know, maybe 5% less than he would normally be. But we got to love Gerrit Cole tonight. Lucas Giolito, basically the best matchup in baseball, other than Freddy Peralta, who has the amazing matchup against Zach Gallen and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks can't hit. I know they did finally win a game, but I don't see a big sea change in their results there. But, I mean, plenty of starting pitching options tonight. We have a giant slate, you know, 14 games. We got Kershaw pitching. We have Andrew Heaney pitching. We got Snell pitching. A lot of different guys to choose from tonight on this slate.
All right, let's take a look at first base and catcher. And Matt Olson, one of the more underrated players in all of baseball. Don't hear about him much. 4,000 tonight. Jose Abreu of the White Sox is 3,200. Yulieski Gurriel, keep putting him in your lineup, that's for sure, for Houston. And then Will Smith is priced at 2,700. I'm not sure that he'll catch Kershaw. I think Barnes may catch him. I'm not sure what they'll do tonight. I guess we got to just wait for that lineup to come out to make that call.
You know what? You are right. Barnes is Kershaw's personal catcher, so I might have been wrong on this one. I hope Will Smith gets in there. Just in general, I think the Dodgers are mega sneaky tonight. I mean, we're talking about 1% ownership on Dodgers stacks tonight, if that even. We already talked about Blake Snell's struggles, and we do know the Dodgers are the best hitting offense in baseball, and so I think they are a good investment spot. Feels like we talk about Gurriel pretty much every night at first base. Like, we just need we need FanDuel to start adjusting his price. We need them to move him up to, you know, 3,500 or 3,600 so we can stop taking him every single night. Actually getting a park upgrade there in Camden. Same thing with Jose Abreu. Like, what are we doing pricing him at 3,200? This is a $3,500, $3,600 player, especially when he's up against left-handed pitching. The Pirates also, you know, not a great bullpen, so we got to like him tonight. And then Matt Olson, you know, I mentioned on the show yesterday, top 10 in baseball in weighted on-base average. The Oakland A's are going to continue, I think, to be good spots to invest in, especially against the Rangers tonight. They have this guy, Tyler Hearn, starting. Don't know much about him, but certainly don't feel that he is going to really bring it tonight.
All right, let's move over to second base and your guy, Ty France. Wow, they moved him quite a bit up, 3,500 tonight on FanDuel. Jonathan Scope of the Tigers is 3,100. DJ LeMahieu of the Yankees is 3,000. And Jazz Chisholm, most likely, I would guess, leading off tonight. He is 3,000 against, I believe it is Ross Stripling of the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. So those are some, I would say, pretty good options here. But Ty France, wow, 3,500. I remember when he was like 2,800 a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, Ty France, he's been bagging balls out of the park. But honestly, it's more about the matchup that the Seattle Mariners have tonight. Kyle Freeland will be taking the mound for the Colorado Rockies. So every right-handed Seattle Mariner, and honestly, even the left-handed ones, are all in a pretty good spot here tonight. Jonathan Scope, he is kind of like our friend Adam Duvall. You play Jonathan Scope when he's hot, and you do not touch him when he is cold. He happens to be hot right now, hitting the ball pretty well. And Scope is also always nice at these middle infield positions that have so many speed guys, so many batting average guys. Scope hits home runs. That is what he is out there to do on the diamond. So we like him tonight. DJ LeMahieu, I mean, our numbers are going to continue to like the New York Yankees. They always have big run totals. They have great three-year rolling averages for their weighted on base stuff. So even when they're in the middle of a slump, the stuff on Daily Roto does like them. Also, I mean, I love Brady Singer. I love his long-term ceiling. He has really struggled with his control, and he's young, so that happens. But I think we could see that tonight. And then, of course, Jazz Chisholm has the platoon advantage against Ross Stripling. Now, this is in Miami, not in Toronto. But again, we know what the deal is with Ross Stripling at this point. He is a 4.8 ERA pitcher, and he does not throw hard. So I think Jazz is in a great spot tonight.
Yeah, Jay's bullpen has not been great, and Stripling is a five-inning guy, six-inning guy at most. Okay, third base, Rafael Devers of the Red Sox has that matchup we just discussed against Tampa Bay, 3,900. Jose Ramirez priced low again tonight at 3,600, Arenado at 3,100. And hey, look, I mean, the Giants just keep hitting home runs, so as long as they are, then why not play Wilmer Flores at 2,500 or Crawford for whatever his price is? I mean, look, at this point, if it's not broke, then don't fix it. And so Flores coming off a two home run game, 2,500 tonight.
Yep, 2,500 tonight. Good matchup for Rafael Devers, at least against Kittredge for as long as he's in there. And then, you know, Yarbrough for however many innings he goes. Jose Ramirez, 3,600 against Kyle Hendricks. That is an auto play for me. I think he probably is the best value at the third base position. He is such a great fantasy baseball player, and I'm not scared of Kyle Hendricks. Nolan Arenado at 3,100 against Tarek Skubal. I mean, I don't know what our friends over at FanDuel are doing with the pricing. And I know Skubal has, like, look, he could go out and strike out 11 guys, or he could give up six earned runs, and it feels like both of those scenarios are about equally likely. But also the Cardinals are much better against left-handed starting pitching than they are against right-handed starting pitching because of, you know, Goldschmidt and Carlson, and Arenado are so much better against lefties. And then Wilmer Flores, 2,500, the lefty crusher. I mean, Wilmer Flores' numbers against left-handed pitching for his career are really absurd. And, you know, we've been talking about how much better the Giants' offense is than the market anticipated. And I think he's a great example of it. 2,500 feels like a great buying price for him.
At shortstop tonight, Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox on FanDuel is 3,700. We have Tim Anderson of the White Sox at 3,300. J.P. Crawford for Seattle is 2,700. And then this is probably the lowest price I've seen on Miguel Rojas all season at 2,400. But he is playing with like a cast on his finger and didn't get a hit over the weekend. So I'm a little worried that he came back too soon, or at least is just coming back for, you know, mental support there for the team. But yeah, he's playing, Davis, with like some big thing on his finger. I'm a little worried about him. But regardless of that, tonight he's very cheap.
All right, well, good to know. I mean, that's why I run these by you, because I got to be honest to everyone out there, I'm not watching every inning of Miami Marlins baseball at this point in the season. and I know you are, but I just noticed that when I was working on stuff, he's been batting fifth for them, and he's 2,400. He's got the platoon advantage tonight. It felt like a spot. J.P. Crawford, again, leading off for the Mariners, or at least has been leading off for the Mariners for the last couple weeks. I think the Mariners are a mega sneaky stack tonight. No one wants to stack the Mariners. No one wants to use their hard-earned American dollars on the Mariners, but, you know, going up against Kyle Freeland, I've seen Freeland give up bombs everywhere to anyone. So we like them tonight. Tim Anderson, actually our highest projected shortstop of the slate against, funnily enough, another T. Anderson pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then, yeah, Xander Bogaerts, pretty much just I want to get him in there all the time. And I think they should be able to rack up some runs on Kittredge and Yarbrough tonight.
All right, let's close it out with the outfield conversation. Shohei Ohtani is at 4,400 tonight for the Angels. Probably not even high enough. He'll be used a lot, that's for sure. Hey, you know, Cedric Mullins at this point is among the conversation for fantasy MVP in fantasy baseball this year. This guy has been unbelievable. 3,500 tonight, double-digit home runs, double-digit steals. Jock Peterson, I assume it's a righty, and if it is, you just pencil him in. Mitch Haniger, 3,300, and then Tyler O'Neill, 2,900. You know exactly what O'Neill is, Davis. It's a home run or nothing. That's pretty much the story with Tyler O'Neill. And by the way, a lot of times it is a home run. So I think some really good options here.
Yeah, I'm talking myself into a Cardinals right-handed stack here tonight against Tarek Skubal from these recommendations. Shohei tied for the league lead in home runs. I think he probably, I think he pulls into solo tonight. Let's say Alcantara does a good job against the Jays. Ohtani going to smoke one tonight off of Descalfani with his troubles against left-handed bats. You are completely right about Cedric Mullins. He has been fantastic this season, way better than anyone would have anticipated. And, you know, it's kind of funny, the Baltimore Orioles are not a good offense in general, but their outfielders, the Mullins, Santander, Mountcastle, Mancini grouping, those guys have actually all been pretty good for fantasy. It's just they have no production from any other spot, and everyone on the team strikes out a ton. But 13 home runs, 12 stolen bases for Cedric Mullins this season has definitely out-earned wherever you drafted him. Jock, you guys know the deal. Leading off against right-handed starting pitching, I mean, this guy's he's hurt this year, and he is still going to get to 35 home runs probably. He has 11 right now, but remember, he missed a bunch of time. He actually only has just about 200 plate appearances, so he'll be catching up. Mitch Haniger, I've already talked about the Mariners. I think they are going to tee off on my guy Kyle Freeland tonight. So there we go. We are nice and wrapped up at the outfield.
Yeah, I like it. I like a lot of the options tonight. I have a feeling some money to be made on FanDuel tonight. Go to Daily Roto, check out all of Davis's options tonight. Use the optimizer. Make sure you're on top of it, and it'll help you out in DFS this evening. All right, coming up next, a little bit of recap. We'll go around the NFL. Of course, Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders with a huge announcement. Really one of the bigger announcements, I think, of 2021. I'm sure you've heard about it. If not, we'll tell you all about it next. Not such a great story with Frank Clark, who could be in some trouble with the Chiefs, one of their better players. And then Eli Manning is back to the New York Giants, but not to play, unfortunately for them, to do some handshaking and saying hello to people is kind of the gig. But we'll talk about those coming up next right here on Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Davis Maddox, stay on the grid. We're back in just 2 minutes right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time right now, that's going to change in less than a month when, of course, training camp opens for all the teams in the league. But yesterday, Davis, was a landmark day in the league. Of course, if you missed this story, it was a really big one. Doesn't affect fantasy or reality, but worth talking about for sure on the show. Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders announced that he was gay yesterday. And, you know, certainly we have not heard a lot of these sort of announcements from players in the league. And there's no doubt that players have been afraid to come out and make these sort of announcements. And we all know that, of course, there are players around every league that are. And I think that certainly this is going to help a lot of players do that. So tip of the cap to Carl Nassib here on the show today for announcing that he is indeed gay.
Yeah, tip of the cap. I mean, look, it would be how you know, deluded would you have to be to think that in the NHL, the MLB, the NFL, that there were not gay athletes? Like, of course there are. And, you know, I think it is certainly a positive sign that we are trending into a spot to where this announcement is being met with acceptance instead of derision. I think that's pretty cool. And of course, you know, the thing that we all hope for is that someday these announcements are not needed and that it'll just be like, oh, yeah, all right, this quarterback is gay or he's not, and it just doesn't really matter. So, you know, props to Carl Nassib, and very cool. I hope that we don't get any ignorant statements from any of his teammates like we got from the Michael Sam stuff back in the day.
Right.
I think we are in a better spot in society now. And yeah, I hope nothing but good stuff from this. No ignorant comments from the peanut gallery, please.
That's for sure. Also, unfortunate news for Frank Clark, a completely different story from the Kansas City Chiefs, arrested on suspicion of having a concealed gun. So we'll see what the ramifications are from that. And congratulations to Eli Manning, who is entering the Giants Ring of Honor, and he's also rejoining the organization with the job of fan engagement, which when I am done here at Sports Grid in 20 years from now, hire me to be your fan engagement role, please. I'll be right back. More fantasy sports today here on Sports Grid. I'm all about fan engagement here on Sports Grid. How much do they pay? I accept. Be right back.